The inauguration of a Confederate governor was intended to give legitimacy to the presence of these Confederate soldiers in the state, and also, as I said earlier, to send the message that it was not just a sham that Kentucky was counted as one of the states of the Confederacy. Both Bragg and Kirby Smith also hoped that by inaugurating this governor, it would encourage more Kentuckians to come in. Bragg had gone north with more than 15,000 extra muskets, which he hoped to distribute to the Kentuckians he hoped would come to his army. The men hadn't been coming to his army. Those muskets remained in the wagons they'd been in all the way into Kentucky. He hoped that this inaugural ceremony would encourage more Kentuckians, embolden them, if you like, to come forward and cast their lot with the Confederacy. Buell, meanwhile, was sitting in Louisville, and he was coming under increasing criticism for doing that. The Northern people and Buell's superiors wanted him to move more decisively. Earlier in the war, George B. McClellan, when he was general-in-chief, had learned that Buell could be very obstinate, very reluctant to move. Buell was even less willing to move than McClellan had been. Well, that pattern is holding true here as well. He's made his way back to Louisville, but he's just almost acting as if there aren't two Confederate armies in Kentucky. There he is with by far the largest army in the state, and he's allowing Bragg and Kirby Smith essentially to roam at will without trying to do violence to them. The Federals shifted some reinforcements from Ulysses S. Grant's army in Mississippi up toward Buell, so that Buell eventually had more than 60,000 men. 60,000 men sitting in Louisville, and there is a feeling that he should be doing something with them. On October 1st, he finally departed from Louisville and made his way very slowly toward the region of the state where he knew that Bragg and Kirby Smith were lurking. Let's move on now and look at the climactic battle of Perryville. Buell's troops marched in four columns as they went eastward. They were spread out because it had been an extremely dry season in Kentucky that year, and they were looking for water. They needed water. Armies, animals, and men needed water. They were hoping to find water as they moved eastward. Bragg was reported to be about 30 to 40 miles southeast of Louisville. His troops were also thirsty. They also were suffering for water. Some of them were sort of feeling their way westward at the same time that Buell was coming toward them from Louisville. On October 7th, one of the columns, one of the Federal columns, found water and also found Confederates at a place called Doctor's Creek, which was a tributary of the Salt River near Perryville. The two pieces of these armies simply bumbled into one another there, and they fought for possession of the pools of water in that creek on October 7th. The fight continuing well past dark. The soldiers fought under moonlight on the night of October 7th around those pools of water. Parts of the armies, as I said, had thus made contact. It wasn't a deliberate thing. It wasn't orchestrated by Buell or by Bragg. It just happened. Neither Bragg nor Buell knew exactly what was going on. The Battle of Perryville would take place the next day on October the 8th. As I said earlier, the largest contest that the state of Kentucky would see. It was a strange fight. Neither commander really knew what was going on at Perryville. Buell thought that he faced all of Bragg's and Kirby Smith's forces, while Bragg thought he was up against just a fragment of Buell's army. Actually, more nearly the reverse was true. There were about 16,000 Confederates who would become engaged at Perryville. More than twice that many Federals would get into the battle. A strange feature of the topography at Perryville made it difficult to hear battle noises behind the lines. This is clear from testimony on both sides. Units that were really quite close to one another could hear almost nothing of what was going on. And officers of some units were entirely unaware that a battle was going on at all.